So then you keep reselling them and reselling them, not just once when you start the program, but you keep telling them over and over again. Listen, remember, Friday night, our seeker service, you got to bring a friend. And not only that, if you see a new person, you got to reach out and shake their hand and make them feel welcome. And not only that, you got to have a smile on your face because you're the believers and this is your place and you need to be attracting young people. You need to be bringing your friends. I'm not going to do it for you. I don't have enough hours in the day to do it. So you keep reselling and reselling. The third assumption I make is that you must be positive. A great example when you're communicating with them. A great example of that is that you guys are great soul winners. And because you are, I'm going to give you a better opportunity. I'm going to make church so easy, as far as the method, I'm going to make it so easy to invite young people that you're really going to explode this youth group. Okay? That's the positive way to do it. The opposite would be if you got up and said, listen, I'm going to get fired if you guys don't start bringing more young people, okay? I'm history, and if you love me, do it. You know, you can't do that. You can't provoke positive things in a negative fashion, okay?
Whenever we make changes in our programs, we must realize that there may be some resistance from church leadership, the parents of our teens, and the students themselves. But by systematically meeting with those people and communicating our goals, we will receive their support. If we want to keep the program alive for the long term, we need to consistently remind those around us of the vision to show the love of Christ to unchurched kids. As Dean continues, he'll describe some creative ways to communicate with the unchurched kids who come to your seeker-targeted events.
Step three is practicing persuasion with the seeker. Practice persuasion with the seeker. How do you do that? Now you got them here, okay? They're sitting in front of you. How do you persuade them, explain to them why they need Jesus Christ, why they need to be part of your youth group? First assumption, it's necessary to sell to church people. If that's true, then it's essential to sell to a seeker. I make that assumption. If you think it's important to sell to church people, man, you really got to sell to a seeker because they don't want what you're selling. Okay, they don't want to buy into this lifestyle called Christianity. They've got too many negatives. So you really have to push. I make that assumption. Secondly, assume they don't know anything about Christianity. Don't get up in front of your seeker service, this brand new thing you're starting, and say, remember the story of David and Goliath? No, they don't remember the story of David and Goliath. They don't know who Jesus Christ is. They haven't heard of Joseph. They don't know anything about Adam, okay? Make that assumption. You start from ground zero. You explain every story, okay? You go through and you take the long way around that.